This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian state television has now shown video of two U.S. military veterans captured in Ukraine. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The video shown by RT confirms the men were taken captive and raises fears about their fate. Alex Drucki and Andy Huen, both from Alabama, are believed to be the first Americans captured by Russian forces since the war began nearly 4 months ago. RT says the Americans were being held by Russian-backed separatist forces in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine. There has been no official confirmation from the U.S. or Russian government that Americans are being held. I'm Mike Hempen.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Jack you, everybody. Thank you.
People were in the streets of the Ukrainian capital to greet Johnson, who says British support remains strong.
I want to say thank you to your incredible resistance.
Johnson says Britain would lead a program that could train up to 10,000 Ukrainian soldiers.
I have to tell you that all the evidence is that Putin's troops are under acute pressure themselves, and they are taking heavy casualties.
Johnson says the UK will work to intensify sanctions on Russia. I'm Ed Donahue.
A celebrated Ukrainian medic whose footage was smuggled out of the besieged city of Mariupol by an Associated Press team was freed by Russian forces. Yulia Pavska is better known as Tyra, and her release comes 3 months after she was taken captive on the streets of the city. And using a body camera, she recorded 200